All right, welcome back. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy's hobnobbing right now. But our football coverage on WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Got heat news.
Heat news.
Good heat news.
Good heat news.
All right, I'm listening.
You guys familiar with Scary Terry?
Yep.
Terry Rozier?
How could I forget?
Yeah.
He is at heat camp today. He is speaking to the kids at heat camp today, which is run by the great Tony Fiorentino.
Yes.
And Terry Rozier, this is from Ira Winderman and Anthony Chang, they both say Terry Rozier says he has returned to full basketball activity from his neck injury, fully cleared.
That's right. So that's another addition this offseason. Do we add that? Does that count? Or
something. I mean, like, it was, you know, just had this injury last year. You had no idea what the holy hell was going on.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, what's going on? Riley said at one point he had the neck thing, like on his, you know, the foam thing, Leroy, that looks like you're trying to sue somebody.
Oh, okay. A neck brace?
Well, yeah. But I think he had, like, the foam one.
Trying to sue
the foam one, yes.
Yeah.
That's when you see somebody with that, you say, oh, they must be.
Oh, they're trying
they
to
must
sue
be
somebody.
In litigation.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're in litigation
like
right there.
Like, their neck could not. No, my wife had surgery. She had to have that.
The pillow one or the one that's plastic?
No, the one that goes around. She had the cushion one.
Did you make fun of her ever with it on?
You can be honest.
Of course not. Are you crazy?
not. I mean, like, not to her face, but
no.
They're comically funny looking.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
They are.
No. The fact that she just had surgery with, like, I'm gonna be a little compassionate. You're a mean. See, you're a bad influence.
It's don't love. Listen to him, Leroy.
I'm not. What's wrong with you?
Yesterday,
no, I value my life.
Yesterday,
what are you talking about?
My fiance was wearing a green, like, collared shirt.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, look, you work for BSO. You know, if you don't make fun of your partner, there's no.
Yeah, but she didn't just have surgery and had to wear the green shirt.
Seriously.
Right.
Watch out. Don't
like she's
sue
already,
me.
Look, I picked her up after surgery. She's already like groggy. And I'm like,
yeah. Hey, and in pain.
And then look over at her and say, hey, who you suing? No.
That's good. You're
suing. Right? Come on.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
Well, you got to kick her when she's down, huh?
No. Nope, not me. No chance. No chance.
Scary Terry's back, though. It's good news. Now, let me ask you this.
Sure, because you, like, you.
What?
Dude, you have been so up and down this postseason.
Wow. What do you mean?
You.
I feel like I've.
I love when he says, what do you mean?
I feel like I've been very even keeled.
Even keeled?
Yeah.
As a roller coaster.
How so?
This he does this.
How so?
He does this. Like, you've been talking about up and down. First, Jimmy. Now, oh, you trade Jimmy for him. And, like, you're just all over the place.
I just have to cover all my bases. You know, when you get it bounced in the first round.
You were talking about Scary Terry.
Every conversation's on the table.
What you going to do with if we should happen to get Trae Young, right? And then you said, I don't want Trae Young. And
dude, I saw another video today. So he had another video today. And I'm like, what
serious?
Is he doing? I almost wonder is this a bit? Like, is he doing? Is he making? Like, do we know Trae Young to be a funny guy? Like, is he trying to like make fun of other workout videos? Because I genuinely like his workout video today was
wait,
him.
Wait. First of all, in order to make fun of somebody else's workout, you would have to have the body of someone who looks like you work out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He does not.
So you think this is legit?
I think this is what he does. But I know, but here's the deal. And this is the honest truth. Like, people do different things to get their bodies ready, and you have to understand what kind of player you are.
Mm-hmm.
So Trey's never going to be a physical guy. So what kind of weights he need to lift? His is going to be most in running and endurance and speed and stuff like that.
Yeah, he just needs somebody to make it look cooler.
So how can you?
You know what I would do if I was him? You know what I'd do if I was him?
Oh, great. Let's workout advice from Pat Riley.
It's not workout advice, but you would agree I am a content maestro. I can make things look good. Mm. You would agree.
Yes.
You
would agree. Yes.
If I was Trae Young's manager, I'd say, hey, dog, enough with the fake running on the beach. Here's what we're going to do. Aqua workouts.
Oh,
we're going to work out in the pool.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but we're going to make it look cool. Like those videos, telling you, he'd blow up. I'd make him even bigger than he was.
Wow.
People would be all about Ice Trae. Or Ice Trae working out in the snow.
Wow.
We take him to some cold place, maybe Antarctica, right?
Yeah.
And we shoot some videos, Rocky IV style, of Ice Trae training in the ice. Yeah. Ice trained.
I need it to seem like he's unaffected by the cold, though.
Right. Problem? What's the problem?
Leroy's face is basically my inner thoughts right now.
Dude.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't know. How do we get from...
You'd be tanning in the Arctic.
Talking about empanadas to Ice Trae working out in the snow.
Can I ask you something, though? It's a real Heat basketball question. Okay? Mm. I want your opinion on this. Mm. And I think I know it, but I want your opinion on this.
It's not.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, because
I don't
I'm
like that.
Giving myself room.
I'm not going to do that. I swear to God, it's a real question. It's a real basketball question.
Okay. Backing I'm just up. Saying, he's charging up his leg.
Yeah.
Enough wailing. Enough talking about hocus pocus. Let's talk real Heat basketball on the roster. Okay.
Let's do it.
All right,
show us hocus pocus.
Enough of your hypotheticals.
A selfie.
Enough of your hypotheticals.
Okay.
Sure. Right. We're running it back. That's very clear. All right. They're going to run it back. We starting Terry and Tyler together, or we kicking one of them to the bench? And which one?
Tyler
and starting Duncan and starting Duncan.
Tyler goes to the bench.
You agree, right?
What?
I agree.
So it goes, Terry,
Duncan,
Duncan, Bam,
Jimmy,
Kalel, and
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Really, you're starting Kalel from the start.
Yeah.
Jovic on the bench.
Mm. That's a solid bench, though.
Really? Here's why. The whole point of this has absolutely nothing to do with Khalil Ware. It has to do with Bam, which I've said over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to maximize Bam. Everybody else fall in line. But Bam right now is ready to explode.
Interesting.
So I'm going to make things favorable for him to explode.
Interesting. So you're starting Khalil Ware from the start. You think there's any shot? I like that idea. I'm just going to tell you.
I can
tell you right now.
It's not hard to pick up what you need to do in a paint.
Yeah, I know. I don't hate the idea. Let me ask you this. You know Eric Spoelstra. You think any shot that he's going to start the rookie from the start?
Nope. Bam's going to be the center, and I'm going to be annoyed for the first half. I know it. But I've been asking you this all offseason. Isn't it about time we start putting some more weight on these young guys?
This is my theory on it, right? Like, what are we doing, right? Like, why don't we spice it up a little bit? What's the harm? What's the harm of starting Khalil Ware early on?
Hey, the way I look at it is, if these guys aren't ready to play sooner, that's on you. You're the damn coach.
Yeah. It's not like he's a baby, okay? He's not like a one-and-doner. He's had 2 years of college, you know? Let's get him out there. Roll the ball out there. Let's get some wingspan, baby. Now, I don't know if I like putting Jovic on the bench, though. What do we do?
Huh? So who are you gonna?
I don't know.
Is it gonna be him or Dunks?
So do we have Jovic?
Or Dunks?
Nah, I gotta start Dunks. He's too good a shooter.
Right.
Need that on the floor.
Need it.
Spreads it out.
Or you can start Jovic and Bam and have Khalil come off the bench, but that won't last long. I promise you that will not last long. He's going to be a starter.
Do you go Splash Brothers in the backcourt and then have Terry come off the bench?
First of all.
Hmm?
Splash Brothers?
Yeah, do you have Duncan and Tyler in the backcourt and then have Terry be your microwave? Or do you like Terry being the point guard?
I just see Duncan and Tyler getting caught up in the spin cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Pick, 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 pick. pick, pick, pick.
They're just going to tear them apart.
Yeah. Not that Terry's any better.
I feel like he's a better defender.
Huh?
There were times where they were hunting Tyler Hero last year.
Oh, no. They've been doing it for the last 3 years. The problem is that he was so good offensively, we could get away with it.
Well, I tell you this. If Tyler makes a stink about coming off the bench, I think it's time to say, like, hey, dude.
Get the hell out of here.
No sourpuss over this, okay?
Wait, wait, wait.
Sorry.
Here's the thing that I hate about this, okay? Even when he was coming off the bench, he was playing damn near more minutes than anybody.
Taking more shots than everybody.
Right. And so we are really getting caught up on this, right? We're really getting caught up on this.
No, he's going to get caught up on this.
No, he is.
He's going to get caught
up on this. That's what I'm saying.
But I think, you know, again, as it goes back to you lose in the first round, all things are on the table.
Right.
All things.
Mm-hmm.
Start Khalil Wolf from the – there's no shots.
Where we get abused by NBA centers? What, all three of them? What the hell are you talking about?
He's in for a rough one that first Valanciunas game. That's definitely, I mean, you can book that.
I mean, here's the thing. Tyler Hero is one of the best six men in the league. But because of ego, Spo and everybody else started him. And the team paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
The team paid for that. So I'm pissed off at the team because they don't normally operate like that. They always say, we're going to do what's best for the team. Tyler has to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and Tyler does have a good two-man game with Bam. Like, I'd say, like, I like your idea of starting Khalil from the start. I think most likely they're going to do what we know they're going to do, which is he's going to start off the bench. And I actually would like a lineup with just if you have Tyler with Khalil, because I think he could do a good job of getting him the ball.
Right.
So, I don't know. But I'm happy that Terry's healthy. You guys feeling scary?
Oh.
Ooh.
Remember what he did last year?
What did he do?
The good times.
Which is this?
You mean the good times?
What would you say his best game? His best game was the Cleveland game?
Cleveland was good.
Cleveland,
yeah.
And New York had a good game.
New York had
a good game. New York had a good game.
Let's hear them both.
Ancient Rozier. Terry has it. Working the right side. Fires up. Prayer that's answered from the right side of the arc. Right wing. Yummy goodness. For Rozier, his eighth splashdown.
Eight.
That was New York.
That was New York.
Yeah. Yes.
And then against Cleveland.
Rozier with the rock. Up top. He clearing out room for him to work. Sidestep for three. Cash money. Timeout Cleveland.
He can be fun to watch. Scary Terry is fun.
Yeah.
He is fun.
Not scared of the moment. I really feel like, obviously, you can't control injuries. But it wasn't only the talent that was left off the court last year with the Miami Heat. It was a lot of mentality. A lot of that dog was left off the court.
Yeah, and it obviously took him a lot to, like, feel, like everybody said this, it took him a lot to feel like he wasn't stepping on toes.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
He didn't want to come in and feel
that happens with a new guy coming in.
Yeah, new guy coming in.
The only thing that saved me when I went into a new situation, nobody was playing running back.
Yeah, that's good. I mean,
everybody had
better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Take a quick break. Back after this.
Oh, look at how she listens.
All right, welcome back.
She says nothing.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Go stumbling.
Now I got to go rewatch it.
Don't talk about what we were talking about during the break.
Though, I'm not going to.
Because people are
going to
be mad. You're going to spoil.
Listen.
I know you don't care. People do. We don't hear you, J-Fig.
Yeah, good. We can't hear you, so it doesn't count what you said.
Is this dragon talk you guys were discussing?
Yeah, we're talking some dragons.
Shh. Good episode, though.
I got to tell you, can I just say this? This is all I'm going to say about it. Whenever you watch Game of Thrones, right? It's never about the kings. It's always about the other people stirring up a mess, right? Like that one, and there's always a guy on a cane or something, and he's like, I'll tell you what I would do.
Yeah. The right? guy, if you have a cane in that show, right? You can't trust him.
Like, it's crazy. It's like, oh, man.
You guys want to get sad?
What? I mean, preferably not, but
too bad.
Not. All right, what you got?
Caleb Martin getting introduced as a Sixer.
I mean, It doesn't look very enthusiastic.
I was going to say, he doesn't even
You know what he looks like?
Well, I did.
He looks like he's holding up a jersey and saying, damn, I'm making $7 million less than what I could have made. Yeah. Right. That's what that looks like.
That looks like a man who just fired
like
his agent.
Look, he's not at a table. He's just doing drive through.
Well, I was reading some of the quotes that came through, and somebody asked him, well, why the Sixers? And his answer was, why not? I was like, why not? That's your answer?
Well, I feel like Caleb is a man of few words, so.
Nah, he talks.
Yeah, but I don't know. And also very few facial expressions.
Yeah.
Because why would you be that excited? Look, that's the excitement of a guy who's getting less money than he could have had.
That's a guy who left $30 million guaranteed on the table because he thought.
Then why did you leave, huh?
Because he had to opt in.
Because his agent swore that he was probably going to get $15 million.
Like, got to fire your agent after.
Because here's the thing. Everybody, just so everybody knows, like the Heat came out with that report, which, you know, I get that they want to do. They want to make it seem like, hey, we didn't cheap out here. Like the Heat want that out there. They don't want to make it seem like they just let Caleb walk. But they had to sign him, JFig. He couldn't test free agency for that extension. Because of the mechanism of it, he would have had to opt in and then sign this deal. And as you know, his people apparently thought that he could, you know, do a lot better than that. He doesn't seem like he did. Still got a nice deal. I mean, good for him. $32 million guarantees, nothing to sneeze at, but 65 is a lot better. So, you know,
still sad.
And it's gonna sting. Like he's a perfect piece to add to those three guys.
Right.
Really. I mean, like, that move stings. It stings the most that he goes to the Sixers. I don't think it's an unbearable loss for Miami because they did get Haywood back. I think he can do a lot of that stuff that Caleb did. He's not, you know, as skilled cutting to the basket and playing balls to the wall, but he showed a lot of improvement with his shooting last year. Caleb Martin's shooting, I mean,
dude.
Caleb Martin's shooting was a game of roulette. Like, dude,
I think Caleb Martin did a lot of different things that a lot of guys on that team could not do.
Yeah, he was like a fireball. Like, right. you could just put him out there some games and he could literally take over a quarter.
He's a pace guy. Mm-hmm. He can play defense. Like, there's a lot of things that he did where you were depending on him to be able to help the team in certain ways.
I do think, though,
scoring wasn't one of them, though.
He helped. He helped.
But you couldn't depend on that.
I think a lot of that's going to be like, I think a lot of that burst takeover can be fun. I think like a Jaime can do a lot of that stuff. I do.
All right.
I think that, but, you know, and I mean, I'm going to really miss the toe on the line long twos. Nobody better at that shot than him.
Oh, my goodness.
The king.
Does he not?
Really? Really? The king. So and we went from Max Strus being the king of stepping out of bounds to Caleb being the king of stepping out of
bounds. Always do
line.
That, Max Strus, until he didn't, and it cost the Heat.
It's true.
Ridiculous. We'll never forget that. 15 minutes later. Attention, fans.
By the way.
Remember that three-pointer 15 minutes ago from Max Strus?
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Never mind. Never mind. Haven't seen an overruling take so long like that since the Fiesta Bowl.
Oh,
I was like, what do you mean that three-pointer didn't count?
Rough.
Garbage. Anyway. Caleb Martin says of the fans, he goes, the last time I was here, I won them free chicken.
Hmm.
That swung that game. And Nick Batum.
It did swing. Oh, God.
Nick really?
Batum. Lucky for us, he's a Clipper now.
Nick Batum?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a close one.
Monster.
Nick, like, I hate when you play against another team and you go, did you know he could shoot like that? No, I did not.
Nah, I don't think he'll ever have a performance like that again.
We have several Calebs in the G League. No, you don't. See, I hate that. I hate you're doing that to justify it, but Caleb's a good player.
Caleb's a good player.
You're not going to find another Caleb Martin. You're going to find guys
really
that do
though?
Some of the things that Caleb does. But to be that athletic,
he is very athletic for sure.
I'm just saying, you're going to find guys that can do some of the things he can do.
Let me tell you something, dude.
What?
This Keyshawn Johnson.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, something about
Keyshawn
him.
Johnson.
Something about him, dude. Something about him.
You know what?
There's something about him.
The greatest meal you ever had is the next one.
What?
That's how you.
That's not fair.
No. That is.
No, you're acting like I'm treating the G League in Sioux Falls like a buffet, and it's not
like
that.
I'm acting like you're treating Caleb Martin like there's 1,000 of them around. And I said,
no, there's only
he's
two.
A unique player.
There is another.
You can find guys
minus
to do
one.
Why?
Minus one.
They're twins.
Tough crowd, dude.
That was so
minus bad. One.
You can
minus
find one. Guys to do some of the things that Caleb can do, but not all of the things that he does wrapped up into one person. That's a fact. Dude, he's a unique player.
Mm-hmm.
Very athletic. Extremely athletic. Like, that in itself makes him unique. But I get they couldn't sign him, and I hate when it's not the team's fault. It's not the team's fault. It's Caleb's fault in his camp.
Yep.
Is why he didn't make more money here.
Take a break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
What it is? All nice and decent, slip of the crew. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. Want me to tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high, man, like a genie.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I think I'm going to do that.
You're going to go to Minnesota?
Yeah.
Aiming for week two or three?
I can't go September because I am going to, with Metcalf, we're going to Michigan, Texas.
Ooh, that's fun.
And then the next day we're going.
Is that at the big house?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good one.
That is a good one.
I don't know who's going to be playing for Michigan because they all got drafted.
Can I wet your whistle for week five and your boy Aaron Rodgers and the Jets coming to Minnesota?
No.
October 6th. Oh, wait, that's in England. I'm sorry.
That's the second time you've
done it. I know, because it says home. It's stupid.
Right. So they only got...
October 20th, they host the Lions. That's a pretty good game.
I might be able to get away with that one.
You going to go to any Browns games this year? Browns-Dolphins?
I'm going to Browns. Browns-Dolphins play there?
Yeah.
When?
I think the 29th of December, so right after Christmas.
29th of December. You want to go? 29th December, that's tough.
I gotta have a talk.
Yeah. You guys can be back by the 30th.
It's not New Year's, it's after Christmas. I'd have to have
29th, come back on the 30th. Yeah, ooh. Yeah, that's tough.
Just thinking
about it. And it's gonna be cold.
Just thinking about Cleveland.
I just think fines.
That's true.
Yeah. It's gonna be cold.
That's true.
It's gonna be cold.
I only want to go if I can visit Stipe's firehouse.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
He's a firefighter.
Dude. You ain't going to be out in the open that much on December 29th.
My wife's going to be like, why'd you get frostbite? I was looking for Stipe. Let's mix it up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Frog Boy?
All righty then. Let us continue much of the conversation we've been having in regards to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We heard yesterday from Steph Curry how he felt about Klay Thompson departing the Splash Brothers. I want to play you guys Draymond's opinion on Klay Thompson. And I promise I didn't do any doctoring of this one. You know, I was accused of doing that with Steph Curry's vocals. But these are legit. This is Draymond on Klay leaving.
And I must say, I don't really know how I feel about it. Klay told us last week. I don't know who all he told, but I know he talked to me. Pretty sure he talked to Steph last week. And he just kind of was like, yeah, man, like, you know, just kind of started talking through the years, like, been great. What we've done is so special. Like, you know, you and Steph, my brothers, and the conversation just kind of starts to small talk. And like, you're kind of just prepping yourself, like, man, get me there. Like, I know it's coming. And like, you're enjoying the conversation, but yet it's kind of one of those moments where like somebody like building you up before they get you to blow, they just kind of build you up.
Mm-hmm. So he couldn't even say it to his face like a man.
What do you want him to do?
Oh, he just fluffed it up.
Come on.
Oh, remember the times we had?
Has he been introduced yet as a Maverick? Has that happened yet? Have we seen the Klay Thompson? Has he had his press conference?
I haven't even seen
it. Been a lot of Steph Curry, obviously, with Team USA.
Yeah, Draymond almost got. That's what I call my the little dog.
You're Draymond?
Draymond. Yes. Because he's so, like. If if Zeus take the toy from him. Like he ate him.
Schmeathen says he just got introduced to you, idiot.
Yeah, it was like, sorry, Schmeathen. Sorry, I'm not down with the
Mavericks press conference schedule.
Jesus. 42 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't even get his own press conference. He had to share it with Najee Marshall and Quentin Grimes.
No, he didn't. Yeah, get out of here.
Yes.
They had the audacity to put Najee Marshall, most known for getting into a shouting match with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
They had to have that with Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, it works out. All the same kind of player. Not that good.
Hmm.
Well, there you go. Klay Thompson officially exposed to the world as a fraud. I think that's what we got from that, right?
He says, very grateful for my time in Golden State, but it just felt like moving on could re-energize me and do something special for the rest of my career.
The rest? Making it sound like you got 15 years left.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking at this jersey. This is very much Tony Parker's Hornets energy.
Oh, you see, that's gross.
It's not a.
That is gross.
I'll send this to JFig so we can show like our viewers.
When the team wants you to be more enthusiastic about something, you know they damn well you ain't like, enthusiastic about.
We call that Caleb Martin face.
Man,
not good.
And to all Heat fans, nobody wants Tyler. Please stop.
Who was saying that?
Who's saying that?
Luis Benito.
I don't think he's wrong. I mean, I don't think Tyler Hero has a ton of value right now.
Yeah.
I haven't even really, like, you know, we haven't done a lot of, like, Tyler fantasy trades this summer because of that. Like, it's like, if you're having trade talks, if you're the Miami Heat, like, there's all this thought that, like, they're waiting whoever that next guy is. Like, I don't think they're starting their trade offers with Tyler Hero if they're serious about getting anything.
Right.
No way.
Yeah.
I sent you the picture, JFig, if you can have that for our audience. Sad Klay Thompson at his...
there it is.
Whoa.
Dude, that's weird. That's weird.
Number 31, huh?
31's also just like a very, like, that's not your number. Yeah. Who has his number?
Not,
give him his number.
It makes sense, though.
What was his number?
No, 11. Kyrie has his number, doesn't he?
Is Kyrie 11? I thought he was 2.
Oh, yeah. He has a thing for 11, but I think you're right. I think he is 2.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's weird. He could be wearing a Mavericks 11 jersey, and that's still weird.
No, he's actually number 11. Kyrie's number 11 for the Mavs. But, I mean, it really makes sense that he'd be 31 because just like his entire career, he's always one behind Steph Curry, isn't he?
Wouldn't that be one over Steph Curry?
You mean we wouldn't be one over Steph Curry?
Wait a minute. I love the
Listen, I couldn't say odometer earlier, so I'm not here to talk about
Which, by the way, you already got clipped. I know you're on Twitter.
I know. Yeah. I see JFig. It's just Dade South can't help himself. He's got to just get
or a newer leader. Model.
Yeah. But there's more miles on the odometer. It's like I just completely left out letters. The odometer.
You go, boy.
Odometer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey O'Dominer.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Keep it going. In the realm of basketball, another departure. Not sure if anyone saw this coming as well. That is PG-13.
Oh, yeah.
Parted from the Clippers. Although he said he never wanted to leave L.A.
I never wanted to leave L.A. L.A. is home. This is where I wanted to finish at. I wanted to work as hard as possible to win one in L.A. Like, that was the goal, to be here. As it played out, though, like, the first initial deal was, I thought, kind of disrespectful.
Wow.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's the word. You know, I don't think he leaves if he didn't feel disrespected.
So they're talking about the deal he signed last time.
No, he's talking about the first when he went to have extension talks with the Clippers, the deal they offered him he found disrespectful.
Right.
You know, I think there was word that he got offered less than Kawhi did. And he was like, what?
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, Kawhi's roll of the dice if he's going to be out there.
Right. Kawhi, what, has he got 3 championships?
Two? Yeah.
He only won one with...
One with the Spurs, and then one with the Spurs. One with the Raptors. And then really has been... His championship would be if he actually plays in the playoffs now.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I got to be honest with you. I was the Clippers. I'm like, you really want to play Team USA? Like, you sure?
Yeah. Really?
You make them funny.
Well, I'm sure that playoff P, I'm sure he's going to enjoy being the next scapegoat for Joel Embiid.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I saw Joel Embiid. He had like some interview with ESPN, and he goes, you know, I really had to have some patience with this. I'm like, you had to have patience. If I was Maxie, I'd be like, I got to have patience with you.
Yeah, true.
Maxie had to average 39.
He had to have patience. We've all been waiting. Give us some more here for the mixed bag, Marcos.
This is our very own Haywood Highsmith.
Heat lifer, yes. Haywood Highsmith.
He says, we don't need that bum Caleb Martin.
Yeah.
More or less, I'm paraphrasing, but he kind of said something like that. He says he can do a lot of what we lose with Caleb's departure because he's a bum.
Yeah, I mean, I think me and Caleb are pretty much, you know, same type of player, bring energy, play defense, you know, play off the stars, Bam, Jimmy, Tyler. So, you know, I can't do everything Caleb does on myself at the end of the day. You know, obviously I'm working on a few things in the offseason to get my game better on offense, defense, you know, get my body right, stuff like that. But, you know, definitely can, you know, bring some of the things Caleb brought, but also bring some more stuff that I did as well. So I'm going to be myself. Not going to try to fill nobody's shoes. You know, I know what type of player I am in this league. You know, I'm a defender, tough guy, you know, can make open shots, you know, make threes and a good shooter. And, you know, going to play the right way, play hard, and do whatever it takes to win.
He's a menace defensively, dude. And I would say, like, if you tilt a little bit offense with what Caleb can do. Caleb is a good defender. Haywood's a menace.
Bro.
Great hands.
He was automatic on the Chili Peppers, 0.5 steals.
Oh, yeah.
Over every game for Haywood.
And he has improved. He's improved a lot with that shooting. Yeah. So I think it's great that he's back. You know, I see some people quibbling. They're like, you know, because I guess the only other teams are offering him minimums. Dude, he makes $5 million. I know that's a lot of money. That's not a lot of money in the NBA.
Also, after losing Caleb, you got to guarantee you don't lose this guy, too.
True. Yeah. I think, if anything, you're going to look at it as value for next year. I think so.
I'm going to be clear. I don't think the Heat lost Caleb or let Caleb walk. He chose to. Right.
He chose to leave. He bet on himself.
Right.
It's not an awful situation that he ended up with, but you know, I'm sure there's definitely some element of, you know, I'm sure there's definitely an element of, all right, I'm going to a rival and I have this long-term deal. I do think that, look, I can understand looking at Philly and thinking they can do some good things. Mm-hmm. He'll eventually be very frustrated because the best player on that team will windsock his way and be crumbled by the first round. It happens every year. It's like Groundhog Day every year with Philly. But good for them. Anything else in the mixed bag there, Crowell Embiid?
Oh, damn. I was like,
Nah, minus one. I didn't nail that one.
I didn't stick the landing, buddy.
Minus one.
Those words.
Still shook by odometer.
It's kicking your ass today. Or maybe you knew that the next person we'd be hearing from is one of your sworn rivals.
Oh, no. Who's talking now?
Is it JJ?
William Simmons. Better known as
Lil Willie?
Bill Simmons.
What did he have to say?
He had a proposal based off of another player to keep your eye on. Just keep your eye on him. No one knows. I've been hearing a lot of fodder around Brandon Ingram.
All right.
This is what Bill Simmons had to say about Brandon Ingram.
And I wonder, like, are they a potential Brandon Ingram team with Hero? And is that like a three-teamer where maybe this is the team that rolls the dice on Brandon Ingram and hopes to heat culture him?
Brandon Ingram.
It's like a magic culture spell. Just heat culture him.
Just bippity boppity.
Do you have to heat culture Brandon Ingram? Because I think the thing that worries me with Brandon Ingram, as talented as he is it's kind of more the same issue of what the Heat have, and a lot of what Tyler Hero's had is he's got durability issues, you know?
I mean, he is built like Derrick Jones Jr. Like, he's a thin fella.
Yeah.
Very thin.
Very thin. He can play, but at what point do we stop looking at the ability and start looking at availability?
Right.
Because an average player who's available 82 might be better than a star player who's only available 50.
Well, it is. All nice and decent, slip of the curl. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. Want me to tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high, man, like a genie.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I think I'm going to do that.
You're going to go to Minnesota?
Yeah.
Aiming for a week two or three?
I can't go September because I am going to, with Metcalf, we're going to Michigan, Texas.
Ooh, that's fun.
And then the next day we're going.
Is that at the big house?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good one.
That is a good one.
I don't know who's going to be playing for Michigan because they all got drafted.
Can I wet your whistle for week five and your boy Aaron Rodgers and the Jets coming to Minnesota?
No.
October 6th. Oh, wait, that's in England. I'm sorry.
That's the second time you've done
it. I know, because it says home. It's stupid.
Right. So they only got...
October 20th, they host the Lions. That's a pretty good game.
I might be able to get away with that one.
You going to go to any Browns games this year? Browns Dolphins?
I'm going to Browns. Browns Dolphins play there?
Yeah.
When?
I think the 29th of December. So right after Christmas.
29th of December. You want to go? 29th of December, that's tough.
I got to have a talk.
Yeah. You guys can be back by the 30th.
It's not New Year's. It's just it's after Christmas. I'd have to have
29th,
a,
come back on the 30th. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's tough. Oof.
Just thinking,
and it's
about,
gonna be cold.
Just thinking about Cleveland.
I just think fines.
That's true.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold.
That's true.
It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold.
I only want to go if I can visit Stipe's firehouse.
Mm.
What?
Yeah,
he's a firefighter. Dude,
you ain't gonna be out in the open that much on December 29th.
My wife's gonna be like, "Why'd you get frostbite?" I was looking for Stipe's. Let's mix it up, dude.
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do you got today for us, Frog Boy?
All righty then. Let us continue much of the conversation we've been having in regards to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We heard yesterday from Steph Curry how he felt about Klay Thompson departing the Splash Brothers. I want to play you guys Draymond's opinion on Klay Thompson. And I promise I didn't do any doctoring of this one. You know, I was accused of doing that with Steph Curry's vocals. But these are legit. This is Draymond on Klay leaving.
And I must say, I don't really know how I feel about it. Klay told us last week. I don't know who all he told, but I know he talked to me. Pretty sure he talked to Steph last week. And he just kind of was like, yeah, man, like, you know, just kind of start talking through the years, like, been great. What we've done is so special. Like, you know, you and Steph, my brothers, and the conversation just kind of starts to small talk, and like, you're kind of just prepping yourself, like, man, get me there. Like, I know it's coming, and like, you're enjoying the conversation, but yet, it's kind of one of those moments where like somebody like building you up before they get you to blow, they just kind of build you up.
Mm-hmm. So he couldn't even say it to his face like a man.
What do you want him to do?
Oh, he just fluffed it up.
Come on.
Oh, we get, oh, remember the times we had?
Has he been introduced yet as a Maverick? Has that happened yet? Have we seen the Klay Thompson? Has he had his press conference?
I haven't even
seen a lot of Steph Curry, obviously, with Team USA.
Yeah, Draymond almost got. That's what I call my the little dog.
You're Draymond?
Draymond. Yes. Because he's so, like, If Zeus take the toy from him, like he ate him.
Schmeathen says he just got introduced to you, idiot.
Yeah, it was like,
sorry, Schmeathen. Sorry, I'm not down with the Mavericks press conference schedule.
Jesus. 42 minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't even get his own press conference. He had to share it with Najee Marshall and Quentin Grimes.
No, he didn't. Yeah, get out of here.
Yes.
They had the audacity to put Najee Marshall, most known for getting into a shouting match with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
They had to have that with Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I mean, it works out. All the same kind of player. Not that good.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Klay Thompson officially exposed to the world as a fraud. I think that's what we got from that, right?
He says, very grateful for my time in Golden State. but it just felt like moving on could re-energize me and do something special for the rest of my career.
The rest? Making it sound like you got 15 years left.
I gotta tell you, I'm looking at this jersey. This is very much Tony Parker's Hornets energy.
Oh, you see, that's gross.
It's not a.
That is gross.
I'll send this to JFig so we can show like our viewers.
When the team wants you to be more enthusiastic about something, you know they damn well you ain't like, enthusiastic about.
We call that Caleb Martin face.
Man,
not good.
And to all Heat fans, nobody wants Tyler. Please stop.
Mm. Who is saying that?
Who's saying that?
Luis Benito.
I don't think he's wrong. I mean, I don't think Tyler Hero has a ton of value right now.
Yeah.
I haven't even really, like, you know, we haven't done a lot of, like, Tyler fantasy trades this summer because of that. Like, it's like, if you're having trade talks, if you're the Miami Heat, like, there's all this thought that, like, they're waiting whoever that next guy is. Like, I don't think they're starting their trade offers with Tyler Hero if they're serious about getting anything.
Right.
No way.
Yeah.
I sent you the picture, JFig, if you can have that for our audience. Sad Klay Thompson at his...
there it is.
Whoa.
Dude, that's weird. It's weird.
Number 31, huh?
Yeah, 31's also just like a very, like, that's not your number. Yeah. Who has his number?
Not,
give him his number.
It makes sense, though. I
what
think,
was his number?
No,
11.
Kyrie has his number, doesn't he?
Is Kyrie 11? I thought he was 2.
Oh, yeah. He has a thing for 11, but I think you're right. I think he is 2.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's weird. He could be wearing a Mavericks 11 jersey, and that's still weird.
No, he's actually number 11. Kyrie's number 11 for the Mavs. But, I mean, it really makes sense that he'd be 31 because just like his entire career, he's always one behind Steph Curry, isn't he?
Wouldn't that be one over Steph Curry?
You mean we wouldn't be one over Steph Curry?
Wait a minute. I love the
Listen,
way
I couldn't say odometer earlier, so I'm not here to talk about
Which, by the way, you already got clipped and you're on Twitter.
I know. Yeah. I see JFig. It's Dade South can't help himself. He's got to just get
or a newer model.
Yeah. But there's more miles on the odometer. It's like I just completely left out letters. The odometer.
You go,
odometer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey O'Dominer.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Keep it going. In the realm of basketball, another departure. Not sure if anyone saw this coming as well. That is PG-13.
Oh, yeah.
Parted from the Clippers, although he said he never wanted to leave L.A.
I never wanted to leave L.A. L.A. is home. This is where I wanted to finish at. I wanted to work as hard as possible to win one in L.A. Like, that was the goal, to be here. As it played out, though, like, the first initial deal was, I thought, kind of disrespectful.
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's the word. You know, I don't think he leaves if he didn't feel disrespected.
So they're talking about the deal he signed last time.
No, he's talking about the first when he went to have extension talks with the Clippers, the deal they offered him he found disrespectful.
Right.
You know, I think there was word that he got offered less than Kawhi did. And he was like, what?
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, Kawhi's roll of the dice if he's going to be out there.
Right. Kawhi, what, has he got 3 championships?
Two? Yeah.
He only won one with...
One with the Spurs, and then one with the Spurs. One with the Raptors. And then really has been... His championship would be if he actually plays in the playoffs now.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I got to be honest with you. I was the Clippers. I'm like, you really want to play Team USA? Like, you sure?
Yeah. Really?
You make them funny.
Well, I'm sure that playoff P, I'm sure he's going to enjoy being the next scapegoat for Joel Embiid.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I saw Joel Embiid. He had like some interview with ESPN, and he goes, you know, I really had to have some patience with this. I'm like, you had to have patience? If I was Maxi, I'd be like, I got to have patience with you.
Yeah, true.
Maxi had to average 39.
He had to have patience. We've all been waiting. Give us some more here for the mixed bag, Marcos.
This is our very own Haywood Highsmith.
Heat lifer, yes. Haywood Highsmith.
He says, we don't need that bum Caleb Martin.
Yeah.
More or less, I'm paraphrasing, but he kind of said something like that. He says he can do a lot of what we lose with Caleb's departure because he's a bum.
Yeah, I mean, I think me and Caleb are pretty much, you know, same type of player, bring energy, play defense, you know, play off the stars, Bam, Jimmy, Tyler. So, you know, I can't do everything Caleb does on myself at the end of the day. You know, obviously I'm working on a few things in the offseason to get my game better on offense, defense, you know, get my body right, stuff like that. But, you know, definitely can, you know, bring some of the things Caleb brought, but also bring some more stuff that I did as well. So I'm going to be myself. I'm not going to try to fill nobody's shoes. You know, I know what type of player I am in this league. You know, I'm a defender, tough guy, you know, can make open shots, you know, make threes and a good shooter. And, you know, going to play the right way, play hard, and do whatever it takes to win.
He's a menace defensively, dude. And I would say, like, you tilt a little bit offense with what Caleb can do. Caleb is a good defender. Haywood's a menace.
Bro.
Great hands.
He was automatic on the Chili Peppers, 0.5 steals.
Oh, yeah.
Over every game for Haywood.
And he has improved. He's improved a lot with that shooting. So I think it's great that he's back. You know, I see some people quibbling. They're like, you know, because I guess the only other teams are offering him minimums. Dude, he makes $5 million. I know that's a lot of money. That's not a lot of money in the NBA.
Also, after losing Caleb, you got to guarantee you don't lose this guy, too.
True. Yeah. I think, if anything, you're going to look at it as value for next year. I think so.
I'm going to be clear. I don't think the Heat lost Caleb or let Caleb walk. He chose to. Right.
Chose to leave. He bet on himself.
Right.
It's not an awful situation that he ended up with, but you know, I'm sure there's definitely some element of, you know, I'm sure there's definitely an element of, all right, I'm going to a rival and I have this long-term deal. I do think that, look, I can understand looking at Philly and thinking they can do some good things. Mm-hmm. He'll eventually be very frustrated because the best player on that team will windsock his way and be crumbled by the first round. It happens every year. It's like Groundhog Day every year with Philly. But good for them. Anything else in the mixed bag there, Crowell Embiid?
Oh, damn. I was like,
Nah, minus one. I didn't nail that one.
I didn't stick the landing, buddy.
Minus one.
Those words.
Still shook by odometer.
It's kicking your ass today. Or maybe you knew that the next person we'd be hearing from is one of your sworn rivals.
Oh, no. Who's talking now?
Is it JJ?
William Simmons. Better known as
Lil Willie?
Bill Simmons.
What did he have to say?
He had a proposal based off of another player to keep your eye on. Just keep your eye on him. No one knows. I've been hearing a lot of fodder around Brandon Ingram.
All right.
This is what Bill Simmons had to say about Brandon Ingram.
And I wonder, like, are they a potential Brandon Ingram team with Hero? And is that like a three-teamer where maybe this is the team that rolls the dice on Brandon Ingram and hopes to heat culture him?
Brandon Ingram.
It's like a magic spell. Just heat culture him.
Just bippity boppity.
Do you have to heat culture Brandon Ingram? Because I think the thing that worries me with Brandon Ingram, as talented as he is it's kind of more the same issue of what the Heat have, and a lot of what Tyler Hero's had is he's got durability issues, you know?
I mean, he is built like Derrick Jones Jr. Like, he's a thin fella.
Yeah.
Very thin.
Very thin. He can play, but at what point do we stop looking at the ability and start looking at availability?
Right.
Because an average player who's available 82 might be better than a star player who's only available 50.
190 pounds, Brandon Ingram.
Jeez.
6'8"?
Yes, 6'8".
I have to cut off a leg and an arm. And that might make weight.
Oh, man. Take a break. Final hour coming on up after this.